Hello, everybody. This is Ainava Majumdar, extension entomologist with Alabama Extension at Auburn University. And today we're going to talk about the Beginning Farmer Program that's in Alabama, but the Beginning Farmer Program is also quite popular in many other states. The Alabama Beginning Farmer Project started in 2015 with USDA Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Grant. And the major objective of that program was to provide on-farm support in terms of personnel, providing direct help to farmers, and also create some new educational resources, sort of a knowledge infrastructure for beginning farmers. But the major emphasis of that initiative is to provide on-farm assistance with help from technical assistance providers, or TAPs, and these are often certified professionals by NRCS, FSA, and then also bring them together, bring the TAPs together with regional extension agents from Alabama Extension. So this way, farmers have a lot of help on the farm when they need it, especially if you have a piece of land. Oftentimes, small farmers, they begin with fruit and vegetable production because it's a high-value crop. You don't need much land, and you can often purchase new or used equipment. The other thing about the Alabama Beginning Farm Program is we provide special emphasis on military veterans who are interested in farming, and also farmers from underserved communities. So it's a very important project currently. And usually what happens is when the producer calls, they first talk to the TAP, the technical assistance provider, or the regional extension agent. And it begins with a telephone call and oftentimes a request for a site visit where the producer and the TAP or REA will come together and they will discuss issues, see the land, and talk about soil preparation and site preparation, all that good stuff. And often, again, small farmers have start easily with fruits and vegetables. Another critical important thing that has come forward with programming like this is producers need a good business and marketing plan. I think you can grow anything in the Southeast, but if you don't have a marketing plan and a business plan, the produce often gets rotted and you can't sell it. And that leads to loss in the farm, and the farm is likely to close up. So we don't want that. In order to sustain, I think the first 3 to 5 years of a farmer is a very important period when they stabilize the business and grow it. Besides on-farm assistance, the Alabama Beginning Farmer Program also has created some electronic resources along with some resources in print. For example, the Beginning Farm website, the Alabama Beginning Farm website, you can just Google us. That's a major gateway to important resources. Some of those resources include fact sheets. We also directly connect to the USDA micro-loan programs. One important thing we are developing for farmers across Alabama is the Farming Basics e-curriculum, which is like almost like watching Netflix. So you have to log in and you can watch yourself and it tracks you, and you can come back and complete it anytime. The Beginning Farm Program also gives access to handbooks and fact sheets, as I said, and there's some new ones coming soon. So watch the Alabama Beginning Farm website for information. And lastly, in 2016, we started a series of webinars, monthly webinars, which is usually on the last Monday of each month at 9 o'clock. And producers can directly join the webinars and interact with the researchers, with the presenters. We now have 2017 and 2016 webinars, which is almost 6 to 7 hours long total online. And these webinars are typically 10 to 15 minutes, so you can probably watch it over lunchtime. So again, if you're a new producer and you want to stay informed, please check out the Alabama Beginning Farmer website. You can also subscribe to the Alabama IPM Communicator e-newsletter. Stay in touch with your local extension offices to know about the events and other publications. Thank you.